bunnies. I got bunnies. Bunnies in my feet. Bunnies in my butthole.
You got bunnies
in my dick hole.
Whoa! Did they
bunnies
climb?
In my ear and in my nose. Bunnies all around. Bunnies and some hoes. They be sexing it. Mad affectionate. Get a little bunny, come and say, oops, I didn't mean to do it.
What are these bunnies doing? These bunnies are possessed.
I'm a bunny, I will kill you. Watch me have sex while I kill you. I'm a bunny, I will kill you. Watch me have sex, I will kill you. Die, humans, die.
Yeah,
all my
good.
Bunnies ride.
Gonna kill you like Chandler Bing.
What?
James on the swim team. When he dies, make him a meme. Me, I'm on the cream team. For Drew, that's like the dream team.
Oh, there's... This is the
Welcome to the Draft Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Drew Kistler, joined as always by Andy Liner and James Bryanton.
We didn't even get sure my sweet rap.
See, I didn't want to start on some lame shit, you know?
Be sure and give us that 5-star review and, you know, do whatever else you're supposed to do. Subscribe.
Man.
Have a howie day.
That felt good. That felt good. That was a good way to start this episode.
Yeah.
This Easter episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Just
murder, happy Easter, guys.
Murderous, sex-crazed bunnies.
That's
to start
right.
off a happy Easter.
Yeah, you're trying to get to a good Friday. Well, it's a meh Tuesday, you know? So, start out with a little freestyle action before we get into the sweet rap.
Hell yeah. I'm down for that anytime.
Okay, well, here it is. I'm coming for those eggs like a wild coyote. Playing with these balls, I'm one up like bogey. Drawing mustaches and beards, getting all silly. My ball sack looking like a woolly willy. Pull that thing out in this Easter egg scramble. Out in public, it's a bit of a gamble. Like walking through my kid's room late at night. Ow, shit, you little punk, we about to fight. Feet dinged up from loose Lego blocks. About to saran wrap them up in a big ass box. Ship them to a kid whose parent I hate. Hope they feel the pain so we can relate. Back to the course and I'm swinging my driver. I forgot it's tourney time, so I'm filling out Survivor. After one round, it's more like March Sadness. So we shift attendance to Draft Pod Madness. 60 of the best actresses and actors of film and TV. The dudes will be guessing which show or movie. A classic little game of guess who. Try to play along from our little clues. Ain't no quiet place, word to Emily Blunt. Join us for the first annual Draft Pod Easter Egg Hunt.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking A. Man, it even was, like, specific to the draft and, like...
Try it.
We don't even have to go over how, like, what's going on anymore. We don't even... They know.
They know.
They know.
This is the first time they've known.
Oh, man. Yeah, this could be a good one. It's a little different than our normal. We're still doing the draft. However, this is for a steel card. Mm-hmm. We've got a wheel. Shout out to wheelofnames.com where you can just put in 60 different. You can put as many as you want in. We put in 60 different actors and actresses. And essentially, someone will be up. They'll get 30 seconds or so to pick the movie or TV show they want. And then the other two will take turns asking a question and then guessing and moving on three times. So if one of us gets it, there's a point. If none of us get it, then the person who has the TV or movie gets the point. Most points at the end of the game wins.
There we go.
Okay. All right.
So who's...
Yeah, I guess we gotta see who goes first.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter too much.
too much.
So this is going to be the one that James uses reroll on.
And then you guys are going to stiltskin that choice.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. I like my there's like ideas on this board, but then there's also notes I just leave myself. And one of them says name an animal Tim Ray 4. So my good friend is Tim Ray the 3rd, and I want to get an animal, like if I ever like get a replacement dog or cat, like I'm just going to name it Tim Ray 4.
Could it be TR4?
Maybe, but I mean, full name will be Timothy Lee Ray the 4th.
Right.
Yeah. But
well, you call him Truss.
Yeah, or I'll call, yeah, maybe. Or just, maybe just T4, yeah.
Hey, Truffer. Come here, Truffer.
Truffer.
That's TR4 spelled out.
Which I think is really funny. Like, I just think it's funny to name a cat or a dog after your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really
cool. Like, if I just named a dog, like, Andy Liner Jr.
Oh, man. God, I really want to name my next animal Andy Liner Jr.
Right? Like, isn't that a funny idea? Like,
Andy, stop gnawing on the boxers.
Andy Liner Jr., whenever he's mad, you're mad, you say the whole name.
That is a funny idea.
All right.
Go to the JimBroneU.com. Find out all the great shows on the JimBroneU Network, such as Why Did We Ever Meet, Biff Radio, New Jabroni Pro Wrestling, Locals After Hours, Ceramic Cat, and much, much more. Like Flow and Tell.
The balls landed. Drew, uh-huh. James, Andy.
That's exactly how I wrote it up here.
So
that's crazy.
So what does that mean, though?
That means I am the first to write the name of a movie or TV show.
Okay, are we using the regular timer? Should I pop the?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just go. Yeah. We'll just go with it.
Yeah. We'll just go.
All right. So
spin the wheel, make the deal, Andy.
Spin the wheel. Here we go. First one. We're spinning. We're spinning. And we've got for the first pick. Drew, you're going to like this. It's Rosario Dawson.
Hey, that was like one of my number one picks.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. So, Drew, you will have
I'm already
30
in.
Seconds. You I'm already got it locked
I'm
in?
I'm already in, yeah.
Okay, so.
I'm not, yeah.
From the list, James will ask the question first and then have the first guess. Then it'll move on to me.
Okay.
See, there's some strategy here with the questions that you ask as well.
Does this
be good? Yeah.
Does this project have a low budget or a high budget?
Ooh. Ooh. You know, I don't know offhand, but I would say it's fairly in the middle. Like, it's not like
average.
Well, I didn't ask that. I said it was a low budget drive.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, average. I guess technically you could have said no, but that wouldn't have been good. I like what you did there, Drew.
She's had, she's had a much bigger, much more money, so I guess this would be low. In that aspect.
Is it the Clerks 3 version of her?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. My question is going to be, is this movie in the early part, middle or late part of her career?
Oh.
All right. So I think Kids comes out in 97.
95.
Okay. So we're looking at a 20-year span. I would say this is middle.
Okay. Okay. That's a solid question there, Andy. Is this
Yes, it's good job, Andy.
Is this movie 7 pounds?
No.
Okay. All right.
It goes back to me now?
You're back up. You get two more.
I get two more.
So the good thing is you've got two answers now in terms of we know it's middle budget and middle of her career.
Yeah. Is this a comic-based movie?
Yes.
Sin City.
Oh. No.
God damn it.
Okay. Is Fuck. This... Yeah.
I was no, so no, confident.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Is this movie at all in black and white?
No.
I'm going to go Death Proof?
No.
Because that movie is in black and white. Why did I do that? It's partly not in black and white?
I think that was a dumb question. There might be some flashbacks. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a dumb question. Yeah, but I gave James nothing, so I feel good.
And listen, now that round's over, let's just say James gave nothing too.
Okay.
Ignore your last clue, James.
What? What do you mean?
I'll explain later.
All right, we might have to put this point up to the judges, James.
Just go. Just pick the next one.
Okay.
Your next question, but just ignore the that.
Well, I swear to God, if you thought Zookeeper was a superhero movie.
Well, the thing is, he did not say superhero.
That's true. He said, okay.
So,
all right, James.
Well, I'll just go.
Too much, didn't
I? Okay.
We got to get better with our questions.
I know.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
What's a good question? God damn it. I feel like I should know it at this point, like from where we are.
So what I mean by that is it's not a comic-based movie, all right? Just know
that. What the fuck? So you lied to me on my question?
No, but I'll wait till the end to explain that.
Okay. No, I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Is it? No, I guess I should ask a question. So is it a? All right. Is it a? Is it a science fiction movie?
No.
Okay.
Not a science fiction movie.
Yeah.
And it's not.
So wait, so if you guys don't get it, do I get the point?
Yeah.
Oh, then I kind of feel bad about this one.
Yeah, I mean, you should.
Well, you know, maybe if you want to just put it up to 0 points for that.
Oh, yeah, I won't take the point.
No, right. Take the point.
Give him a half a point.
We're stupid as fuck. We should have got it.
But you guys both still get picks, so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true. James, you got a pick right now.
I know,
now.
I'm trying to figure it out here. I'm trying to fucking, say, you know, I'm going to say, is it fucking Clerks 2?
Yes.
Is it really?
What?
Yes. So here's, when you said comic, I thought you meant like comedy.
Oh, I mean.
So like when you said comic, I'm thinking like, oh, yes, it is. It's a comic. Like it's
I would
a
never
comedy.
Say that, though. I would never say, hey, did you watch a comic movie last night?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Damn, we should have got that one. God. Oh, we did. You did.
Yeah.
God damn. We should have the timer. We definitely should have the timer.
Yeah, maybe we have like a 30-second timer or something. I don't know. So yeah. James gets a point.
Well, the 90-second is fine, right? That's how long it is, right? A minute and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, James gets a point.
Because that went on for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, like I also fucked it up. So
it's all good. It's all
good. All right, spin the wheel, Andy.
All right, James.
Here we go.
Spinning the wheel. Here we go. James got 1 point right now. Oh, boy. And we've got Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, shit.
I think this is one of James's, too.
Yeah.
I think it is.
That's crazy how this is happening.
I know. How do they know?
How do they know?
How will they know? Shout out, Whitney.
So now no more Clerks 2 can be taken.
Right.
I don't know if anybody else can translate into that, but...
Okay, James.
Okay, hold on a second.
Let us know if you're not ready. Okay.
I'm ready. I'm about ready. Hang on. No, I'm not ready. I'm ready. I'm about ready. I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Should I make it easy on you or should I make it hard on you?
I mean, hey, do what you want, man. I got a plan here. I'm feeling good. I got a plan. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. First question is going to be, does she have a A-list love interest in this movie?
That's a good question. Yes, she does.
Well, she does.
Yes.
Is it Silver Linings Playbook?
No.
Okay. All right. Good start.
is this movie a timepiece? I know she's a dime piece, but...
Like if it's
is it set in a particular time that isn't the current?
Yes, it was.
Oh, shit.
Okay. God damn, now I gotta remember. I should probably pull up her fucking IMDb also.
Yeah.
I guess a thing to this, because I guess it, the way mine was too, like if somebody were to pick the franchise, like we'd have to guess the exact one, right?
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That could be your next question.
Yeah, I know. But I'll go with, I just want to make sure that's the right name because I get two movies confused.
I feel like I want to give, like, more hints.
No.
I mean, could switch it to where you give the hints and we...
Well, no, it's okay.
And we guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a weird thing to do.
Yeah, so American Hustle.
No.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay. Is she fighting in this movie?
No.
Is it Don't Look Up?
No.
Ah! Oh, man. That is not what I wanted to hear. Damn.
I made it hard. Okay. I made it harder on you guys. Not easier.
Oh, well... Okay.
I asked. You know, said do.
I swear to God, it better not be her one appearance as a mascot in Monk.
No, definitely not.
2006.
It's not that
hard. That's what you pick?
It's not that hard.
Okay. Drew.
But I'm trying to see here, never mind, okay. Like, I have something that I want to say so badly, but I feel like it'll... give it away.
She's not fighting. It is a timepiece.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your other... never mind, I know.
I'm not telling you.
I know. That's the...
This is tough. This is tough. You did make it tough on us.
Yeah.
Congratulations, James.
How about we implement like a one lifeline or something throughout this entire time where you get to ask for like one hint? Like not.
Oh, I like that.
Not every time, but you get to at least at one point during the draft at some point. You get to use it once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Is. All right. Well, let me see when her beginning was. So, because I kind of like that as a.
Oh, the question I asked the last time to you. Yeah.
So, why?
Don't Look Up was a wild guess. I don't know why I went there.
All right.
I actually have not even seen that yet, and I really want to. I'm glad that you said that too, because I think that's a Netflix original.
That was pretty good. It was pretty good.
And I just got Netflix back, so I canceled Peacock, and I canceled.
Remote. All
right, so 2006 was her debut.
Ballet of Sports.
Her debut. So would this be the front half or the second half, or in the middle?
Her debut was when?
2006.
So this is her second half, but more towards the middle.
Middle, okay.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So that's, I should have done that math.
I feel pretty good.
It's her first half more towards the top. Sorry, my bad. I guess. I don't know. What's the half? How many are in the half?
That'd be 18 years. So 9 years would be 2015.
Like 2015-ish.
15, 16 would be the middle.
Like I said, it's the middle.
Yeah, like 13 to 18 or 17 would be like the middle. Yeah.
Somewhere around the middle then.
All right, Drew, what do you got?
I have Serena.
That was where I was going.
No.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Not it, but God, there's so many things I want to say.
No. Yeah, don't.
Okay, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
That doesn't even, I don't even know how he's doing this. Okay.
Maybe it's one of those.
Is this movie, what is the genre of this movie?
Ooh, genre. I would say it's a drama, but let's say it's a drama biography. That's what IMDb calls it.
Is the movie Joy?
Yes, it is Joy.
Yes.
Joy.
All right. I didn't think I was getting a point there.
You are fucking deep, huh?
Joey, that's such a good movie, too. It's about the lady who invented the self ringing mop. And,
And
her journey. And now she, like, well, I won't spoil the movie, but it's a very good movie.
Wait, okay. I thought that was your aunt or something like that.
No.
Aunt Joy? Aunt Joy be doing at least... 30 minutes of cardio a day watching.
Is it your dad running? Always like, oh, that's so-and-so's idea?
No, I think that's Abby's mom or somewhere in their family did that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Never mind. Sorry.
No, that's all good. But you guys picked the first two movies that you guys picked were both David O. Russell movies. And then you pick that Serena movie where Bradley Cooper is the love interest, which he's the love interest in Joy.
Yeah, Silver Linings.
And Silver Linings. Yeah, that's Silver Linings. Yeah.
And American Hustle.
All three of them were David O. Russell movies. Yeah, yeah, Silver Linings, American Hustle, and Joy.
Yeah. All right. And
okay, go ahead.
Spun the wheel.
Yeah.
And my pick is Mark Wahlberg. Oh,
Mark Jesus Wahlberg. Christ. Hell yeah.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Say hello to your mother for me. Oh, man. I feel good. I feel good. I'm excited about this one. So, James or Drew, you will be first, and then it'll go to James.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So, fucking Marky Mark.
Mark Wahlberg.
That's right.
Is this a comedy?
No.
Hmm.
This isn't like an upcoming title, right? Like one that's not out yet?
I'm not going to say anything. That's one question. Come on now. This motherfucker tried to get me.
Yeah, he tried to get you with a freebie.
That wouldn't even change. That wouldn't change anything. Of course he didn't pick a movie that doesn't exist yet.
You don't know.
oh, yeah, you're right. I guess I don't.
I'm wild, man.
Oh, this is his producer credits. God damn it.
I will say what's funny about this is as soon as I saw his name when I was typing it in, this is literally the first thing that popped into my head. And I said, if I get Mark Wahlberg, I'm picking this.
I don't know if he was... Shit, I should look this up.
Damn.
Well, I think...
I wonder if I know what it is.
I don't think that I've ever... I'm not going to say anything. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. Yeah. You've already given me too much.
Yeah, Drew, go for it. Take a whiz out there.
Fear.
Motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Is it really fear?
It's fear.
No fucking way.
I've never talked about that.
I should get 2 points for getting it with the first pick.
That's like a horror movie in a way, too.
Dude, it's so fucking good, though. And it's only his, like, third movie.
Yeah.
And it's his first, like, movie that he did where he was, like, the lead guy, I think.
It is a badass movie. He's fucking wild in that movie.
Like, he's at the door?
Yeah.
Shit. That's crazy. You nailed... God, I gotta switch my whole approach up because I guess I'm way too predictable.
That's wild.
I didn't think you would pick it, but...
All three of us got a point.
Yeah.
That's
so, are we snaking or are we going back to me?
I guess we're snaking.
Okay, snaking. So Andy, again. Again. Yeah.
Again. Oh, man. All right, let's see.
And this time you go to James, and then we'll just switch up the.
Oh, who goes first. This beautiful wheel.
I think we're probably going to.
You ready?
Yeah.
James Vander Beasley.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
We may want to shorten this to like 5 rounds instead of 7.
Yeah, we can.
I think we're moving. We'll see. We'll see how we're.
It'll be on the table.
Yeah.
I'll put your face on the table.
Okay. The table's clean. It looks nice.
All right. All right. We'll see what happens here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go for it.
Go ahead, James.
James.
Oh, I go first. Okay.
Yeah, since now it's spun around.
James.
I want to say stuff, but I can't.
Yeah, I know. It really makes you want to, like...
Damn it. I thought I had it, but now I think it's something else.
Yeah.
Is this a...
You could say it.
Football movie.
No, that's okay. That's oddly specific.
It's not.
All right.
Oh man, that's okay. a bad question. That's
such a bad question. That's what it is. Like I got rid of one. Actually, there's a couple things he's in that are football. So there's two. There's two things at least that are out of the.
You could have just said, "Is it Varsity Blues?"
Well, that's what I would have picked. So it's a good thing I picked it because now I'm gonna go with. I wonder if you're going to be like,
I'm not going to say.
Right. That's on the crazy money, part. Or if you're going to like fuck around and pick something like kind of under the radar.
Dude, I so want to tell you what I'm fucking around.
And I just want to go so bad.
But I don't want to pick something like so like right in your face. But then it could also be something so fucking specific and crazy.
Yeah.
That and then Drew just magically fucking says fear and gets a fucking point. So
you don't even get a chance.
Dude, actually, so like to me, it's down to two things, and I the question I am about to ask is not going to answer. It's not going to break it up between the two. So I just gotta fucking wildly go.
Is it Jade Silent Bob Strike Back?
No.
God damn, I knew it wasn't. God, I knew it was too obvious.
Yeah.
God!
Is it a TV or a movie?
TV.
Okay, I thought so. I'm going to go with his appearance on How I Met Your Mother.
No!
Okay, wow. Then I know what it is then.
That's such a fucking great pick.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
I know. I know what it is.
Was he a series regular in this show?
No.
Fuck, I don't know what it is.
That was a great question from James.
He was not a series regular.
Yeah, so James, your instinct of me going deeper this time was absolutely correct.
And I don't have any more questions.
Nope.
God, there's like two things I'm looking at here that I feel
if I don't get it, you do.
That's true.
That is true.
I mean, I know you love this show, so was it Franklin and Bash?
Damn! Franklin and Bash.
Fuck
that
yes.
Episode was absolute fire. Bachelor Party episode.
I thought if it wasn't that How I Met Your Mother, it was going to be Don't Trust the Bee.
That's where I was going to go, and I flipped from Don't Trust the Bee, because I was like, I think Drew knows that I like it.
Yeah.
And I flipped to Franklin and Bash because it was literally one episode, but it was a damn good episode. So
that's why I asked if he was a series regular.
Yeah, that was a great question.
Thank you.
Well done, James.
I'm getting better.
Man.
All right,
okay.
Dude, him is fucking Robin's ex.
Yeah, it's so good.
I was going to say the Kesha music video for It's About to Blow.
No, I wouldn't do that. Like, I figured you guys could have got to Franklin and Bash. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I picked it. I wouldn't pick something so absurd that was like...
Well, truthfully, that...
Oh, I don't remember it.
That music video helped him with a resurgence in his career.
That's true.
Yeah, that's like a big turning point for him.
I guess I could have picked that then.
Yeah, you could have.
I fucked up.
All right. Spin the wheel.
You didn't fuck up.
All right.
You're
perfect. Spinning the wheel. Thank you. James, his pick will be... Oh, this is a fun one.
Okay.
Brother!
Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit. I love this. We don't talk about Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster, enough.
Or
especially his acting credits.
I will say this. I liked him much more as an actor than I did a wrestler when I was a kid growing up. I was way more into him as an actor. So this feels...
So this is me first? I'll start with the same thing, TV or movie.
Hold on, I haven't even picked yet. Oh. I haven't even picked what I'm going to go with yet here.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got some stuff.
I think that I'm going to do.
See, this is the other thing. You guys are fucking like looking shit up.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
I mean, we know. I'm actually looking it up to help with the questions and answering questions correctly.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just trying to find a specific movie, but there's so many fucking stupid ass, like, WWF blah, blah, blah.
But I have to see. All you got to do is type in Hulk Hogan filmography and then click it.
Yeah, I got you. That's the
key. Just do that in Google.
I got you.
Oh, man. So if you went and James... Okay, yeah. This is Drew than me. Okay.
I have to look up another actor in the movie so that I can find the movie.
Oh, wow. What a deep cut here.
Yeah, I know.
You know what we should do while we're looking stuff up here and there?
Yeah.
We just sprinkle in our Ravens and Cheaties.
Oh, that's true. That's a good.
That's a good...
That's a good.
You guys go ahead with that. That's good.
Yeah, I'll go with. I gave my fish sandwich rankings the other week, which sadly, some of them have left and are going away because, like, man, that fish sandwich run was epic. But went back over to Popeye's today.
Mm-hmm.
Was just feeling some chicken, and I noticed they had this new thing called the honey lemon pepper. And holy shit, it's the best fast food chicken wing I've ever had in my life.
Oh, hell yeah.
I specify it as fast food chicken wing.
Where was it at?
At Popeyes.
Popeyes.
It's got this honey lemon pepper sauce, so you can feel the sweet, but you can also feel the kick of the lemon pepper. Oh,
damn.
My goodness. It is incredible. So, there you go.
All right, I have my pick.
Good.
All right.
Well, I believe you answered the question already, so...
What was the question? Yeah.
So I'm going to go with a different question.
He did answer the question?
He said, I have to look up this other actor to find the name of the movie.
Oh, my goodness.
So I answered your question, then. That's the end. Now you can pick. Now you can take a guess.
He also didn't say that that's what he was going.
So I guess officially answer the question.
Is it a TV or a movie?
Yeah.
It's a movie.
All right.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go... Oh, man.
So many good ones. Oh...
But I'm just gonna go with it because it is what it is. I'm gonna say Gremlins 2.
Nope.
All right.
Okay.
I'm like sitting here laughing at the trailer that's fucking playing on IMDb.
All right. I'm gonna go with.
Oh, you're not even gonna ask a question?
Well, that's. I'm gonna go with this question.
Oh, okay.
Does he play himself or a character?
Oh, it's not like yes or no questions.
That's a pretty point blank question.
Actually, that is a yes or no question.
No, he said it. It's a character or a himself.
Yeah.
He plays a character.
Okay.
So I have to, that's not yes or no. Cause I would have to pick.
Is it Mr. Nanny?
Nope.
Well, because there's movies where...
Well, who exactly is himself? Is it Hulk Hogan or Terry Bollea?
Well, I didn't pick his sex tape, so Terry Bollea's out.
Man, I could have asked a better question there. It's all good.
Dude, how the fuck does he have 87 credits? Oh, it's probably all WWE shit. Never mind.
Yeah. Damn. I should have asked a better question. I'm glad I didn't, though, at the same time.
No, that's a good question.
Well, I'm just saying, like, why did I ask it if you just guessed Gremlins 2? You know what I'm saying? There's only, like, one or two others. It was just a dumb question. Ugh.
Drew?
Gotta hold you
to the flame.
Was this in the 90s?
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a yes or no question, Andy.
It is.
Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure we've asked other questions.
Asked other questions that weren't yes or no.
Have I?
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know.
That's a yes or no question.
I don't even know what I ate for dinner.
Arby's.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that was really good.
Yeah, thanks. Mozzarella sticks.
Yep.
That's a driving food, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's my question.
No, I haven't guessed.
Drew needs to hurry up.
I'm going to go.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I can't. Like, it's all fucking WWE shit.
Drew, you got. I'm going to
Suburban Commando.
Yes. That's the fucking.
Damn
answer.
It. That was the other one I was going to guess.
I would have. I didn't think it would have been that.
I was frozen today. Yes. Christopher Lloyd, man. That's one of the greatest.
I
felt like that was too high of a movie.
It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Yeah, that's fair. Sometimes you got to work in the deep cuts, and then sometimes you got to go right on the surface.
I'm not going to always make it hard. I'm also going to pick the...
Well, no, I only say that because, like, I thought you would have known that right off the bat. Like, I didn't think that was something you'd have to look up.
I couldn't remember the name, but...
Oh, okay.
I couldn't remember the title, but I knew what the movie was.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, don't fucking question my brain.
No, I'm saying that's why I was questioning
fucking
it.
With you. I'm just fucking with you.
All right, Drew. Check it out, Drew.
To check it out.
Your selection is John Goodman.
Oh, fuck.
Now... Because I saw they were both listed. Are we picking John Goodman movies? Or are we picking John Goodman movies?
You can pick actual Jonathan Goodman.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pick Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. No problem.
And King Ralph.
Yeah. All right, I just got to look up what this movie was just to make sure.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I know his character.
Drew might be doing a thing, though. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
What a sneaky booger he is.
Dude, this is a vast fucking thing, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he's working with some stuff.
Yeah. All right. Locked in.
Man. Who goes first?
I think me and then you on the next go round.
Okay.
I think that's correct.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Would you consider this? He has had a long, long career.
Yeah.
Are we doing yes or no, or can I just like ask the question?
Just ask the question.
Okay. Which decade is this movie in?
Oh, shit. That's like, I mean, I feel like we should be doing yes or no.
1990s.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask, he's got like 40 years.
Yeah.
You know? So I felt like it was fair. It's not like, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't fair. All right. Is it The Babe?
Oh,
yes!
Fuck.
Let's go.
Fuck you.
Let's go. Oh, man. Dude, I feared you.
Yeah, you feared me. All right. Roll it again for me, buddy.
Dude, we are tied up 2-2-2.
2-2, yeah.
Like, how wild is that? This, I was worried we were going to have more we couldn't get.
Yeah.
Somehow we haven't gotten, not gotten one yet.
Yeah.
Which I think is crazy. This is going to be fun. Drew, you've got J.K. Simmons.
Ooh.
Okay.
This is exciting because it's one we haven't really just, like, talked about that often here.
I'm pretty... I just want to make sure because I'm pretty sure that's the movie I'm thinking of. Because there's going to be nothing embarrassing like, oh, yeah, he was in that.
Yeah. He's got so much, though.
Yeah, especially as a character actor, but...
Yeah, he started in 77. That's crazy.
Yep, cool.
All right. James, you were up first.
I just thought of, like, if you wanted to guess a movie, you could use your question to say, is it this movie, yes or no? And then...
I mean, that's essentially what you did.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
You did that.
Yeah, but I did it cleverly, movie. You know?
I mean, I guess.
Okay. Okay, I'm with Andy. What decade is this J.K. Simmons movie in?
Okay, this was...
That's a good question.
The aughts.
Does that mean...
I think that means the 2000s.
Yes. 2000...
Oh,
the 2009.
Yo, he had a freaking run. Holy shit. That 2000 to 2009 ain't no joke.
Would you do that? I wonder if you would do that. Is that something you would fucking do, Drew?
I might.
What I'm thinking, is it something that you would fucking do?
Yeah.
Hey, that's two questions.
Oh, shit.
Come on now. You can't fucking do that.
Well, okay, here. This is, I know that Drew likes this movie, so I'm going to go with this movie. But if it's not this movie, then that means that you did that. And if that's something that you would do, then I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Is it Thank You for Smoking? God
damn
it.
Oh.
As soon as you said I like this movie, I knew you had it right.
Man. That's crazy, the run of first guesses.
Yeah.
You know, this is a little bit of a game of knowing
the person, yeah.
Your co-host, well, that's, as well.
Having a history,
yeah, that's
history.
That's why I kind of thought, like... I didn't think we would be going, like, fucking super deep cuts and things like that.
Well,
we haven't missed one yet, which...
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
How are you doing, audience?
Fucking fear.
They're like... Yeah. They're like, we're not here anymore.
Did you get that... Did you get that fucking fear poll?
Yeah. All right. James, you're going to like this one a lot.
Okay.
Megathy Ryan.
Oh, Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Ooh, Meg Ryan.
That's Meg a fun Ryan. One, too, because that's another one, like, I feel like we haven't talked about old Meg Ryan in a minute.
I love Meg Ryan.
Yeah. All right, Drew, what do you got anything good?
Raven, maybe? Well, I think he's ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck your Raven.
Exactly. Fuck your Raven right in its stupid ass.
That's right. I care about your Raven.
Fuck your Raven.
Raven.
I'm ready.
Did you, Andy, I believe.
Who's up?
Oh. All right. We got old Megathy Ryan. I'm going to say... is this a romantic comedy?
Yes.
That's what I figured. Yeah. Is this When Harry Met Sally?
No. Although that is one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, I had to try
everybody,
since I know how much you love that,
like, didn't pick it because of that.
I guess I didn't really cut it down that deep with, is this a romantic comedy with Meg Ryan?
You could have just said, is this a Meg Ryan movie?
Yeah.
She invented the romantic comedy.
The thing is, I knew going into the question that I was going to pick When Harry Met Sally. So I guess the question didn't matter in my head.
Gotcha. Drew, go ahead.
Is Tom Hanks in this movie?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. All right.
There's still multiple options.
There are, but at least it knocks off some other ones. Sleepless in Seattle.
Yep.
Damn it, that was the other one I was going to pick. You pulled the opie dope on me.
Sleepless in Seattle is an amazing fucking movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, that movie will make anybody feel better about anything in life. All right?
Man, Drew is...
Everybody go out and watch When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless in Seattle tonight.
That's right.
Shit. Okay. Drew and James have taken the lead, and I have to go twice in a row now.
Oh, yeah.
So
you might have a...
Things are not looking good.
You gotta fucking stump the Schwarmier right now.
I do. Oh, man. Please give me somebody with a deep-ass catalog. Okay, I can work with this. JGL.
Oh.
Okay.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes. So, Drew, while I think about my pick, why don't you give us your Raven?
Oh, I started X-Men 97. And it was very...
I had that one on there. Yeah.
Very good. It really does just pick up pretty much... Where we left off, everything. I mean, it looks like it's the same fucking cartoon, and it's pretty awesome. So,
I can't wait to check it out. I really want to watch it. But I also want to rewatch the original before I watch it too. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, Scrum told me about this YouTube or this thing that was like a
full recap.
It was like a full 1 through 5 recap.
Okay. Maybe I'll do that then. Can you send me that link?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What a plan.
What a freaking plan. And I guess I got my plan. I got to try to stump the Schwabs over here. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Who's first?
Me.
Okay.
TV or movie?
Oh.
Movie.
Looper.
Oh, dude, I was so close to picking that. I'm so glad I didn't. Wow. I was going to write that down, and I was like, oh, I gotta go deeper. But that was the movie I was literally writing down. Holy shit. That would have been nuts.
That is a good movie.
I made a great pick. All right. James.
It's over to me, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So nervous. Yep.
Is this...
You just got to ask it.
I know. I just want to make sure I ask the right question.
Does he have boyishly good looks in this movie? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Is this movie... is this... Okay, yeah, that's a good question. Is this movie young Joseph Gordon-Levitt, or is this movie like fucking second gen fucking like...
Younger Joseph Gordon-Levitt, yes.
Younger Levitt.
Younger Levitt?
like on the scale of what James said, yeah.
So it's not like it's not like fucking what am I trying to say? What's the guy's name? Detective Gordon Levitt, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean he's around our age. This would have been the younger part of his career, yeah. On a scale of what's the older versus what's the younger.
Is it 10 Things I Hate About You?
It is not.
God damn it. All right.
It is not. I knew you were going to ask that one. I knew you couldn't help it.
I couldn't help it.
You had to. Which is why I could not pick that one. That was the first one I was like, can't pick that.
Well, that's shitty.
I know. Drew.
All right.
I like this game a lot, even though I'm losing.
The younger part of his career. Movie. Let's go with
He's just going to ask. He's just going to go for a guess.
He's just going to go for a guess.
Yeah. I like
it. I might.
Yeah, if you don't want to give anything away to James, it's a good strategy.
Well, fuck you. Drew, you asked that goddamn question.
You could do it like James's question.
But I have a weird question is why am I not seeing a credit that.
I'll tell you what. I watched the new fucking Roadhouse movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And that movie is fucking badass.
Oh, I love highly, it. I cannot wait to see it.
Highly fucking recommend. Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay. When he takes his shirt off, I cream my fucking pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that dude is fucking shredded. And. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to go. Is it Angels in the Outfield?
Oh.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Damn it. Angels in the Outfield. I thought I went deep enough there.
That was pretty good. I mean, it went a couple rounds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
Dude, Conor McGregor can't even fucking turn his head. He's so fucking jacked. Like, he has to turn his body to turn and look at you.
So back to Andy, right?
Back to me. Yeah. Back to me. Yeah. This is crazy. Okay. Ugh. Shit. You guys are gaining on me big time. Wow. You guys have no idea where I'm about to go with this one because I just got Mini Driver.
Ooh, Mini fucking Driver.
Mini Driver.
That's a good one.
That's the pick I needed here.
Yeah.
That is 100% the type of pick because there's no way you guys can pin any Mini Driver movie on me.
That's true.
You know? Oh, yeah. Okay. You fuckers. All right. I believe, James, you're up.
Yes.
Is it a movie or TV?
It is a movie. It's a great question. Great question.
Thank you.
I think I got a shot at getting a point here.
A movie. I wonder what movie you even know of hers.
I know.
Okay, I'm gonna
go. Won't be one you guys are thinking. So.
What?
It won't be one you guys are thinking.
It won't be one that we're thinking. So I shouldn't pick the one that I just thought to pick.
Your call. Just biscuits in a basket, you know?
I wonder if you picked a movie that you haven't even seen before. I wonder if that's some kind of crazy shit you do.
I mean, maybe you shouldn't wonder it, and maybe you should ask the question.
Oh, okay. Is it Good Will Hunting?
It is not.
Okay.
Jeruska?
Have you seen this movie?
Yes. Well, that knocks out 80% of her movie category. Yeah.
All right.
No, I've seen more than you probably realize of hers.
Minnie Driver's fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
She's in one of my favorite movies of all time.
Maybe the one that I picked. Or maybe not.
I wonder if it is.
I mean, it can't hurt to try.
Well, I'll ask the question.
What do you got?
I got Sleepers.
No, but I have seen that one, and I thought about that. Great pick.
Is the movie a romance movie? Romantic comedy?
No.
It's not. Okay.
No.
Damn it. It's not. So is it Hard Rain with Christian Slater?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's more like Blind Melon. No rain.
All right, Drew.
Do you...
Is it Hard Rain with Christian Slater?
Do you see her face in this movie?
What the fuck?
No.
Tarzan.
No.
Okay.
Oh, you don't see her face. So it's animated. Okay, wait. Is this movie animated?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, shit.
What the? You think there's just a movie out there that you...
What if she's got a movie where she's got a hood on? I don't know if she's got some crazy movie with a hood on. How do I know?
These are great questions, though.
Oh, my God. Could it be that? If it's that, I'm going to fucking murder you. Or is it... Oh, my God, now I've painted myself into a corner. If I get it wrong, Drew gets the only other one, I think. And would you do that? Is that something you would do? What a nightmare. What a nightmare scenario right now. I don't know if you've seen it before. It seems like your kid would say, that's a girl's movie.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm going to say South Park.
Damn. South Park.
Okay.
That question did it, man.
She did the voice. She did the voice of Brooke Shields, which was like a fucking split second cameo.
You know, but it was a movie that you guys would agree upon that I have actually seen.
I was going to say Ella Enchanted, but I'm thinking, have you seen that?
No chance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my next pick was going to be Princess Mononoke.
Oh, I forgot that she was even in that.
No, I still pick something that you guys would know that I actually have seen. So.
Okay. James.
Oh, man. Okay. You guys are crushing me.
Spin me.
All right.
You spin me right round.
And your pick is... Ooh. Justin Theroux.
Justin Theroux.
That's a crazy pick. I like this. We're about
an hour in, right?
Yeah, so we're looking good.
Man, I don't know specifically, like... Oh, yeah, I do. Okay. I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are crushing me. I gotta get some points back. I needed that South Park point, and I just didn't get it.
Oh, these are... Justin Theroux is actually pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's kind of cool, is some of the names that we picked. When you look at it, you're like, holy shit, you know?
Well, I didn't realize he was in Ally McBeal. One episode.
Is that something you do? It's not my question.
Okay, I'm good.
All right. Drewski.
Wait, it's my turn? TV or movies?
TV.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, is that something you would do?
Oh man.
Fuck it. I'm just gonna go for it. Fucking Leftovers.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Is this something where he was more of a guest? Or a regular?
Regular.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Is this something James would do? Then I'm going to go with...
Would you do that?
6 feet under.
Nope.
Shit.
Man, did I stump you guys? Did I do it? What is that, something that I would do?
It is something you would do.
All right, so would this be... I mean, it's not a yes or no, but like...
I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
The early or late part.
I guess I would say the later part. Yeah,
you guess so, huh?
It's later part.
All right. I'm going to go with his most recent, The White House Plumbers.
Nope.
I never watched it, but I really want to. Do you guys know about that?
I've never even heard of it.
Dude, so it's an HBO show. It's by the guy who did Veep. And it's about the guys who like uncovered the fucking Richard Nixon thing.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, it's like a it's a fucking comedy. Like it's, I never went back and watched it, but I always wanted to.
Okay, James.
But I thought you were like, I thought the way you said like, later half.
Yeah. Is what genre is this?
Oh, what genre? I feel like you should say like, is it this? But
you think I should?
No, okay. It's like, okay, according to IMDb, it says comedy, drama, sci-fi.
Shit. That's not what you want to hear.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything.
Is it Maniac?
It definitely is Maniac.
Yes.
Damn.
And that show.
I was between Maniac and the Mosquito Coast.
If people haven't seen the show Maniac, Netflix original, you should get Netflix just to watch this show. That's how fucking good it is.
Wow.
Okay.
Have you ever seen it, Drew?
No.
I have not seen this.
Oh, you haven't either? Dude, Jonah Hill is in it. How have you not seen it?
Oh, I have seen it. Is this one with Emma Stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do know what you're talking about now.
Oh, yeah. This show is so fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've finished it, but I've started it.
Dude, it's amazing. It's like a life-changing storyline.
All right. Back to me?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah. I needed that. It's 4-4-3.
Yeah.
Like, this thing is toit.
Toit.
Oh, my goodness. This is awesome. Drew, you get Drew Barrymore.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Drew gets Drew. That's
I feel awesome. Like we don't talk about her that much.
We don't. We should talk about her more.
Yeah, what's up, Drew?
Yeah, what's up? I really enjoyed your appearance on David Letterman back when I was a child. You really kind of brought me into manhood a little bit.
Thanks for pulling them titties out. Thanks for putting them on the glass, Drew.
There wasn't no glass to be seen. Just the beauty of live television. God, her catalog is stupid deep.
It is, and I just want to make sure I get this title right, because if...
like, deep, 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 you know?
Well, yeah, she's been acting since she was like 3, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it's me for questions first, once you're ready. Mm-hmm.
He wants to get the title right.
Oh, you know what? The J.J. Redick and LeBron pod, if you enjoy basketball, is a lot of fun. And also what's kind of crazy is even they were talking super nerdy basketball, like plays. And like, so I was learning some of what they were talking about. Like, it was also weirdly inspiring at the same time, just kind of hearing what they think makes a good player and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of cool. LeBron saying one of the 3 elements that he believes you need to be to be a good player, a great player, is knowing the history of the game, which I thought that was like a super cool answer that I really hadn't heard people say, but I've heard like rappers that I like mention that, like,
yeah,
and knowing the history of hip hop is so important, right? So it was kind of cool to say one of the things that he thought to be great you needed was to know the history of the game. I just thought that was neat.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah. All right. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a TV show or movie?
Movie.
Okay. Is this Poison Ivy?
No.
Damn. Don't tell anything. I just thought, you know.
Yeah.
Man, I had 2 on my mind. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you had 2 on your mind.
True.
Yeah.
What decade is this movie in?
90s.
90s? Damn,
so I would have been right with my Poison Ivy.
Fucking 90s.
Dude, her 90s is...
So we did shit in the 90s, son?
Dirt.
Oh, man.
And you wanted to see if you got the title right of this movie. You're like, I just want to make sure I got the title right.
You might have been doing a thing, too, though.
Yeah, like...
I could see
he's
him
like,
do a thing.
Hold on, guys. I just got to make sure I got the title right.
Like I did with John Goodman.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I get it right. The Babe.
Yeah. Dude, this is crazy work by Drew. He's playing some mind games right now.
Yeah. Fucking cerebral assassin.
Mm-hmm.
90s.
Yeah. Ah, okay, James.
There is a title that I would think, oh, you might not think about, like, the second part of it.
But also, but I
then there's
think
also fucking Scream. I say Scream.
No.
Damn it.
That's the one you thought he should get the title right?
I thought he was playing a game. I thought he was fucking with me.
Drew, is this a comedy?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go with, damn. Not a comedy. I'm going to go with Doppelganger.
No.
That was a crazy pick, Andy.
It's not a comedy. Okay. So, Drew.
Yes.
Another question.
Yeah. answer me these questions three, which is, this is your third, right?
This is his third.
It is my third. Is this movie... What does IMDb list the genre as?
Or just what do you think the genre
is? Or what do you think the genre is?
I don't even...
We're going to need to get you an iPad or something.
Oh, there it is.
You don't have to say it specifically. Oh. Just
yeah, you do. I've been saying it specifically.
Oh.
So, yeah, I just... Verifying. Yeah, it was a drama.
That's a drama.
I think I know. I'm feeling good.
You think? What do you mean you're feeling good? It's my pick.
Yeah, I know. I'm just putting some pressure on you.
You're not feeling good.
I'm feeling great.
No, you're not.
Dude, I'm feeling so many things right now.
Quick feeling.
You have no idea.
Yeah, we can see you feeling so many things right now.
Is it that Ever After a Cinderella Story movie?
No.
Okay.
God.
Oh. All right, Drew.
Yeah.
Was her love interest big in the 90s and then faded out?
Yes.
Is it Mad Love? Yes!
Oh my god. What even is Mad Love? No one's ever seen that movie. That's a drama.
Dude, I love that movie when I,
Yeah, I had
thing. He's kind of, like, fucking insane. Yeah. And he's, like, in love with her.
Also, I had a thing for Chris O'Donnell for about 4 years.
Well, the world did.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody did. God, like, damn it, Mad
from
Love.
From, like, 93 to 97.
Back to 4-4-4.
Yeah, 93 to 97, I was a huge Chris O'Donnell guy. That is crazy. We tied it up 4-4-4.
Yeah.
And Drew, you're back up.
All right.
This is good. This is a tight ass game, man.
I know. It's pissing me off.
I honestly thought Drew was going to be running away with this thing.
Why do you think that?
I
thought I was going to be running away with this thing.
Just reasons.
Yeah. So who's my person?
Your person is James Carey.
Oh shit.
James
Carey. Oh, this is fun. Okay, I'm excited about this one. This is a good-ass game just in general to do.
It is. That's a fun game.
Like, your people. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, we did Drew Barrymore. No, never mind. Wrong Blondie. I was going to say we did Drew Barrymore followed by Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a different.
Yeah.
Different blonde that everybody also loved.
Yeah, in the 90s.
Yep.
Yeah, I had a Jenny McCarthy poster on my wall.
Dude, I remember seeing her VHS.
I remember seeing her VH chest. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, James, you're up.
Oh, you okay. Is this a movie or no? That's not my question. Don't even answer that. Don't fucking answer.
Is this a movie or what?
Don't answer that. Is this a dramatic film?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Shit. Wow. What a pool of a question.
Man. Okay.
Yeah, so basically you're looking at
Still probably like 10 movies.
Like the last 25 years.
Yeah, because all the Sonic the Hedgehogs are
real dramas. Yeah, and Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a drama.
Dude. That's a crazy pull.
I wonder if you would go.
I know where he'd go.
Because I know personally what you like.
Yeah. Dude, I'm feeling good.
Is it?
That's a comedy.
Is it? Is it? Do I want to say this or do I want to say that? Would Drew do this or would Drew do that?
Well, he wouldn't do this or that. He'd do these.
Is it?
Nobody asked that question.
That's true.
Is it?
James is doing a whole Jim Carrey thing
right now. I've embodied it.
You gotta take a swing, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, swing away, James.
Yeah.
Is it?
Come on, Lenny Dykstra.
Okay, I'm gonna go with my second choice. Is it? God, I'm gonna go with my first. Fuck. Okay. Is it Truman Show?
Shit.
Yes, because I was going to say Eternal Sunshine first, and then I switched it to my second one.
I was going to say The Majestic.
Oh, that's mine. That's the one I would have picked.
I almost went with Man on the Moon.
What I
was going to do was fucking, what was it, Plane? But then I was like, well, fuck, this is like in Guess Who when you're like, does it have blue eyes? And it's like, yes. if you said TV, like you would just knock out like all but like three things.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Yeah. Ah, well, you know what, James? You're up, so.
Yeah. I'm back.
Back to you. All right. So. Dude, this is a fucking game.
Spin me.
All right. You have. Oh, this is fun. Back-to-back Canadian comedians, Mike Myers.
Okay.
All right.
I keep saying this is fun because it is.
This is fun. Why James is thinking that was James about 2 weeks ago when we went out for that Tom Segura thing. Like, we're having fun. This is fun.
I loved it, man. I loved the bus. I was so fucking smitten on the bus.
You were,
yeah.
But this was before we even saw the bus. Like you were just you were giddy as
I was drunk.
Giddy as
a scroll girl.
Dude, you had that right leg pounding.
Yeah, I did.
That motherfucker was bouncing quicker than an Allen Iverson crossover.
If you know what I mean.
If you've sat next to James while he's thinking or just sitting, you know exactly what we're talking about. Dude, it was so good. And I went back, I watched it with my kid, the first two episodes, and then we went back and we started watching all the old stuff too.
Oh, nice.
And he's fucking into it. So.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
I guess I'm up first.
Yeah.
Mike Myers. This is gonna be a wild one.
So
is this, is this part of a franchise?
Yes.
Okay. Shit. Let's go with. Is this Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me?
I can't believe you picked that one, but yes, it is the second one. Yes.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
How the fuck did you pick the second one?
Because I thought the first was too obvious.
Yeah, but wow. Goldmember's the best.
Look, man, they're all bangers.
Oh, they are. God.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't. Oh, I guess I should.
I'm shaking, man. I'm shaking. Oh, what a.
That's what fucking a crazy that you picked that one.
It is crazy.
I gotta go back to back here.
Woo! Dude, that was like down 45 seconds to go. And there's 1 second left on the clock. I just throw it up. It goes off backboard. And, mm-hmm. and they're like, did he call it? No, I didn't fucking call it. I didn't call that shit. It just went in and I got lucky. You know?
Do you have to call it?
I mean, if you call it, it means you meant to do it.
Yeah,
if
but
you
what
didn't
does that
call
mean?
It, then you didn't mean to do it.
Oh, okay.
Then that means it was lucky and not skill.
Oh, gotcha. I see.
Yeah. Oh, man. Whew, dude, that was insane. I'm, like, literally shaking.
That's fucking crazy. Okay. I don't know why you'd pick that one.
Who the fuck picked this? Okay. I got Natasha Lyonne.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody talk about some good shit, because I'm going to need a second here. Okay.
James, you haven't done one yet.
Yeah, well, I did. I did Roadhouse, but also...
Oh, that's right.
Also, there's this anime that my nephew introduced me to, and it's called Samurai Champloo. And the anime is drawn by the same guy who drew a very famous anime called Cowboy Bebop that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And he also drew the fucking Boondocks.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, and the fucking artwork is so fucking good on this show, but, like, I started watching this with him. He's over at my house, like, this past weekend, and I was watching this show with him, and, like, I got so drawn into this fucking anime. It was so fucking good. And it got to an episode where... It started off the episode talking about how Van Gogh spent some time in Japan and used the Japanese sunrise to just drew the Japanese sunrise and all that, whatever, mm-hmm. blah, 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 stuff like that. And then it goes into the episode, and the episode is about this artist who would paint girls, and then he would have these people come and kidnap her, and then they would use... his paintings as a booklet to sell sex slaves to Europeans.
Whoa.
And you could pick
like Wayfair.
Yeah. You could pick the girl that you wanted from his paintings, but they also like doubled out. It looked like he was just painting women, but in reality he was painting actual women that they were selling on the black market. And whoa. The guy ends up getting caught by the two main characters of the show and, you know, gets his ass whooped, gets fucking caught by the police, blah, blah, blah. And all of his artwork is destroyed except for one painting of the final girl, the one that got him caught, gets in the hands of Vincent Van Gogh somehow. And Vincent Van Gogh ends up painting a painting and puts that guy's final painting in his painting, like drawn on the wall inside this little hut in Japan.
Whoa.
And that was the way, like, the episode was fucking so smart and cool, like, just the way they went in and out of the storyline and, like, brought everything mm-hmm. back together at the end. It was so fucking good. And after the episode, I spent, like, 30 minutes online trying to see if that was a real story.
yeah, those are the best.
And it turns out it's not a real story. They made it up for the show, but it's fucking... That's awesome. I mean,
That's why I love that I'm still here Joaquin Phoenix thing, because I spent so much time after, like, looking into things, because I'm like, oh, wait, was this part fucking real, or was he still, like, in character?
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild, though. That stuff's cool.
It's so fucking good. The show's so awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Drew.
No, James. I asked first last time.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, No, it's you, because then it's going to be James when it wraps around.
Oh, I thought. Oh, never mind. All right. Yeah. I thought you already went.
No, this is one for me.
Natasha Lyonne, movie or TV?
Movie.
Oof. All right. I should have already done this, but I was listening to James's.
Okay. Booby, hootie, cootie, hootie hoo. That's the code for the killers. Movie.
She's been in a lot of stuff.
She was in way more than I kind of expected to see.
Oh, yeah. She's been doing it for a long time.
Wait. Yeah.
But I didn't think, like, it was that much, you know?
Yeah.
It'll sneak up on you. And, like, there's some pretty big name stuff in here, too.
Yeah, she's definitely done some big stuff. Let's go with...
At first, also, I thought it was Legerio, and I'm like, what? And then I was like, oh, wait, no. Different Natasha. Because that would have been a weird one.
Yeah, which roast was she in?
Yeah.
Well, she had that one
TV show or TV. So it's a TV show?
Is it a TV show or is it a TV show?
Or is it a special?
Drew, you got a good question for Andy? Or
I already did.
Oh, what was the question?
Should have been paying attention. Although it might answer your question with my answer.
Oh, it was a movie.
That's a tough spot to be in. I'm not going to say yes.
That's what it was.
I'm not going to say no.
Yoga Hosers.
No. I am going to say no. I thought about that one, though.
Is what genre?
Oh, fuck. Okay. I knew you were going to go with one of this. We'll call it comedy.
Well, what does IMDb specifically say?
I'm saying we'll call it comedy.
No, what is IMDb? We've literally done that for every pick.
This is questions for me. It's a comedy. Because I'm using Wikipedia and not IMDb. So.
Oh, okay. Just tell me what it is. I'll look it up.
Comedy.
I mean, just tell me what the thing is and I'll look it up and tell you what the genres are on IMDb.
Sanctity of the Draft. I'm going to have to take a point from you. It's a good question, though. She's been in a lot, so you just never know.
I feel like you should be using IMDb since everyone else is and you should be able to answer that question the same way.
Dude, calm day. Calm day.
She should be able to answer it.
You know what
I'm
saying?
So it's just a straight comedy. There's no other, like, subgenres.
It's a comedy.
It better be a straight, dumbass fucking comedy without any possible subgenre.
It's a comedy. I don't know what else to tell you. I feel like if I tell you again, I'm going to have to take 0.1 point off of your score.
All right. Is it American Pie?
It is not. That is a comedy, though.
Yeah.
It's not that comedy.
Oh, so it's not that kind of comedy?
It's not that comedy.
It's maybe like a comedy like with more subgenres within the...
No, it's not that comedy. It's not that specific comedy. It's a different comedy.
Okay.
Drewski?
Is it a franchise?
No.
Okay. So let's go with...
That's right, villain arc. It's coming. I can feel it from the middle of my thighs.
What's a comedy?
That's where laughter starts.
Robots.
No. That's great, though. That's so good. I like that movie. God, that's such a good movie. That's so underrated, Robots. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Not a franchise. It's a comedy. Nope.
Is this your third question, James?
And it's a movie. It's my second question.
This is your second? I mean, I guess time is working a little quicker in my head.
It's a movie. It's a comedy. It's not a franchise.
It's not a franchise. That was a really bad Arnold.
Okay, what decade did this movie take place in?
Okay. 90s.
No, 90s.
Holy shit.
That
changes things. That narrows it down.
That totally changes things.
Yeah. I feel like that question's like two on the nose. That one hurts. Dang, that is such a like eliminator question right there.
It was. That was a good fucking question, James.
Thank you.
That was a shit question.
But who will it benefit?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are a few comedies here, and I think
at this point it's all guesses.
I don't know what Andy has seen before, so I guess I'm just going to go with Detroit Rock City.
Bang.
Damn it.
Detroit Rock City. I fucking love that movie.
Hell yeah.
It is so, so damn good.
It is. Damn it.
Any of those, like, I'm really into those type of movies where they're going, like, going out on a trip type stuff. Like, it's just, it's fun stuff. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This one movie I saw where people were going to a poker tournament.
Yeah. Exactly. There was some Detroit Rock City type stuff in that, yeah. All right.
That was a tough one.
Damn, I thought I had that one. I honestly did.
We
still haven't missed.
That decade question killed. No, we haven't.
I say we go one more round because we're at 2 hours.
Five. Oh, do you say that, Mr. Yeah. I'm ahead?
That's right. Go one more round.
We finish out our seven.
Oh, all right, fine. God.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if you guys went a little faster, what do you want me to do?
I know, right?
You know, all right. The person that I selected was one Emma Stone.
Oh.
And I am a huge fan. There's so much that I can pick from Emma Stone because...
Not Maniac,
I like pretty
though.
Much all her shit.
Don't
you
pick
know?
Maniac, though.
Okay.
Is it Maniac?
No, I can't tell you if it is. Okay. All right. Let's get it.
Who's up first?
James.
I am?
Yep, you're up first.
Is this young Emma Stone or adult Emma Stone?
I mean, she's been an adult like the whole time.
That's not true.
Let me see how old she is now. How old is she now?
I would say up to about 2014, she was young Emma Stone. And then anything below that or above that, she was adult Emma Stone.
Okay, young Emma Stone.
Young Emma Stone. Well, I mean, are you going to go the obvious? I wonder. Or are you going to make it be like, I'm not going to go to the obvious because I don't want to fucking, but then you do that just to throw me off the scent because you did go the obvious. So I don't, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear you say anything at all. All right, just I gotta get out of the way. Is it super bad?
Okay. It is not super bad.
Okay.
That one was too on the nose.
Oh, yeah? But what if it was so on the nose that you thought I would think it was so on the nose, so then you would put it on the nose so that I would pick off the nose?
Yeah, no, I thought about that. So here's I changed from super bad.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a couple on the noses. Yeah,
there is. There is.
Is it on the nose?
Yeah.
Easy A.
No.
Okay.
James.
Is this
only number two?
This is only number two.
This is bullshit. I shouldn't have said three. Three was too much, apparently. None of us have missed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this...
Possibly. She walks in the movie, correct? Those were footsteps?
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask the genre thing again.
That's a stupid question.
What's the genre?
We should only be able to ask these questions. I mean, that's
you're the one who started this genre thing, and now you're all fucking against it.
I know. I'm saying, like, we should have probably, like, said, okay, after you asked the question once, you can't ask that question.
You probably... No, what?
What?
What? We probably should have kept it at yes or no questions. That's what we should have kept it at.
Yes. It is a genre of a movie.
No. We're not doing that now. We've already set a precedent.
Okay. Rom-com.
Rom-com. Okay. Is it The House Bunny?
It is not. It was a rom-com. You are correct. Drewski.
All right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think that's a rom-com. I think that's just a com.
If you can rock each other and you can scissor each other, what is it when you paper someone?
You just lay on each other? Friends with Benefits.
Is that Justin Timberlake? Oh, God, of course
yep,
it is.
Why
wouldn't
I
pick
it's on the nose?
Why wouldn't I pick that first?
Woo! I needed that.
Oh, that makes me sick.
You did
five and six.
The whole thing makes me sick. Spin my wheel. What do I have? I'm pissed.
Dude, what a... Wow. Okay. Your wheel is landing on the great Salma Hayek.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I know what my first question is. I don't even need to ask the question.
I know there's definitely a Andy and Drew movie out there for this.
Yeah.
Again, that fucking laugh. Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Oh.
A raven. I hope it's gonna be a raven. That's coming up is the three of us will be going to watch the Orlando Magic play.
Hell yeah.
We're gonna go see the GOAT.
Paolo.
Well, yeah. That's who I mean.
Okay. I know what I got. I know my pick.
Okay.
All right.
Because I also don't know your pick. Drew's up with the question game.
What decade?
What decade is the movie made?
Yes.
90s.
Shit. There's Spy Kids 3D.
Nope. I think I know. Just have to...
You just know like that?
I think so.
Oh my god. What if it's too on the nose?
Where the fuck is the...
What's happening?
Ooh, I got a great one. I got a great one.
I gotta jump back to IMDb.
Where we should all be residing.
Drew.
Well, yeah, but Andy wasn't, so that's why I wasn't there.
You should pick Grown Ups.
I don't think I should.
You should, though. It's probably a good guess. If it was me, I would guess it.
Andy, you should wait and pick Grown Ups next.
No, that's a free one for Drew. I can't, like, give him something and then take it back.
Fools Rush In.
Nope.
That's a great one. Okay.
It is a fucking great movie, though.
Matthew Perry drowned, though.
What?
How many words is the title of the movie?
Oh my god! What the fuck?
What?
No! I refuse to answer that question.
Holy shit!
That's a good question.
That's fucked up.
No, because there's only like there's several combinations, right? So like if you say like one, there's several. If you say two, there's several.
It's three, but I don't like that. I think that's a shitty fucking question.
Well, I think it's
especially
a good question
for a guy who has been complaining about fucking genre labels the entire time, won't use IMDb like everyone else.
I didn't lie.
Man,
I never
you
lied.
Are a fucking gimmicker. You are a gimmicker ass motherfucker.
Hey, man. Is it Wild Wild West?
It is.
Yes. Jim West, Desperado. No,
you should have fucked him here and said there were two words.
We didn't put any rules. I got to ask the question. I got to answer the question.
But there were only two words in that title.
Oh, you're right. Wow. There are only two. I should have said that. Oh. You're right.
Wow.
You're fucking right, dude.
Dude, that is...
Damn it, Drew. I wish I was smart like you. God damn it.
All right, so it's 665.
Yeah, I needed that one so bad. Oh, here we are. Oh, man, last one before we get to the final round, and we have got a barn burner going.
I absolutely need this fucking point.
Well, you can't because you're the one that's picking.
What?
That's right. Yeah.
God damn. Oh, I can get it. I can get it. Yeah. Just
you
know,
can,
guys,
can.
I can get it.
Yeah. Michael Keaton.
Oh, I already know.
Wow. Just off the jump like that, he already knew. Dude, I don't like how quick that was, James.
All right.
Who's asking questions first?
Ask me a question.
All right. I think I'm up because then James is up first next time. So
you're up second, but first next time.
I'm up now.
I'm in front of you, but you're first next time. What the fuck? That is the best way to explain to somebody you're cutting in line. Listen, I'm in front of you right now, but you're first right behind me. I'll tell you that.
Okay. What decade is it?
80s.
All right. Give me Johnny Dangerously.
You got it.
What? What a fucking murder. I am about to quit the podcast forever.
It's one of my favorite fucking Michael Keaton movies.
I'm quitting the podcast forever.
Let's fucking go.
How? That is the biggest bunch of bullshit. What are you guys fucking texting each other? What is this?
God, no.
This is fucking bullshit. Yeah. You guys are living Johnny Dangerously right now with all this bullshit you're pulling.
Why would I like I would have tried to get the point for myself.
Yeah, I feel like you don't want me to win, so you're just fucking pushing shit off to Andy.
Dude, it is a literal tie-ass game.
I don't like that.
Wow.
Not anymore. You're fucking up.
No, I'm not.
No, he tied. Yeah, he just tied up.
I just tied it up. I was at 5.
Why do I?
Did I get one?
I have you at 7.
Did I? I wrote one down wrong. I think.
I have 5.
Oh, because I put Mad Love
you
Drew.
7.
I put Mad Love Drew, and I did it again. And Mad Love was actually Andy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
oh
so
my God.
7.
So Andy's not only manipulating the fucking board, but he's manipulating the questions. Man, Andy has manipulated this entire game, Drew.
Who's my next?
Okay. Oh, wow.
Andy's a fucking NBA ref up in this bitch. Good thing we didn't have parlays on this one. You know what I mean?
Okay, this is great. Guess who it is? If you were to take any guess who it is.
Clint Eastwood.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
John Candy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your first question better be, which John Candy is this?
You're right. Up first, James.
Hold on, I haven't done.
He doesn't even have a thing yet.
Yeah. So the other one, real quick for people to check out, Take Your Shoes Off Pod from Rick Glassman. The episode with Harry Mack and Lamorne Morris is some of the most fun that you will have watching a podcast this year. Holy shit. James, I know you said you saw some of the clips and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were just like, they were talking and hanging out, and then they were like doing freestyles, and they get into these freestyles, and it was just so fun, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
I love Lamorne, so, like, it's cool to see, you know, him kind of back out on the scene, because he's so good. He was one of my favorite parts of New Girl, for sure. He was always, like, every time he popped on screen, he was hilarious.
He's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking A. Drew, you got your pick? Drewski?
I think so. Yeah. I do.
Okay. James.
All right, Drew, is it late 80s or early 80s?
What just happened?
Dude, if it's not the 80s at all, that's going to be so great. If the answer is just no. I mean, I get what you're doing there. You're throwing out a Hail Mary right there. You didn't even ask movie or TV. You just said, is it?
Don't fucking worry about me. Drew, answer the goddamn question. Early 80s?
Yeah.
Perfect. And that means before 1985, right?
It's, well, 85 is the middle, so.
Calm down. Everybody calm down.
Yes, it does mean that.
Shit. Well, you narrowed it down for me too, so. Good luck.
Is it Stripes?
No.
That's where I was gonna go. Oh man. Is it National Lampoon's Vacation?
Vacation.
Fuck. You gave it to him, Drew.
That was you, all, that was you all asked on you. The question.
You gave you, it Drew. To him.
It was all on you. You fucked up.
I think the game's over.
Drew, you fucked up big time. Yeah, there's no way we can win. That's the end.
Because even if James, if you go back to back, we can tie. You can tie him.
Yeah,
but I'm about to ask the question though, so I won't.
Right,
but you can stump us.
Good, you can stump us. You could be the first one to stump us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do it then. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a shot.
Yeah, because I don't need it.
I'm gonna stump the fuck out of you fuckers.
All right, with Margot Robbie.
Margot, goddamn it.
It's got 10 fucking credits. All we got to do is guess, and we'll get it.
Well, she's got 37 credits.
Holy shit! Wow. Okay. I was gonna ask what year is this movie. I don't think I can do that though.
Yeah, you definitely can't.
How about this? I'll be good. Is it early or late Margot Robbie in her career? Like first half or bottom half or second half?
I'll first take the top half. Or bottom half.
It is.
No doubt.
Wait, did you already write it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It is the, let's see.
Starts 2008, it's 2024, so
that would be 16 years, so like, about 2015, 16.
15, 16. And later would be late, earlier would
it's
be.
First half.
Okay. Oh, man. Is it Focus?
Nope.
Damn. I was going to be so, that was going to be that mic drop. Oh. Drew. Focus is a fucking great movie, though.
Is it About Time?
I don't know if I've seen it. No, it's not.
Okay.
Oh, oh.
I'm not giving Andy anything right now.
Son of a bitch, that was. I'll go for it. Is it ICU?
No.
I said I'll go for it. I picked ICU. I'm not giving Drew anything.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should. That was my second question. Damn. All right, Drew.
Do I waste it on that? But fuck it. Wolf of Wall Street.
Nope.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. All right. What genre of movie is this?
Oh, God.
Yeah, because I gave you a couple freebies, so.
You know what? I'm going to do what you did last time. I'll give you one.
That's fine.
Let's see.
That's all I need.
Drama.
Hmm. Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, drama. Damn. I see you. Is it Sweet Francis?
No. No, it's not the French. Sweet Francois. No.
Well, I had to take the swing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Z for Zachariah.
Nope. Man,
wow.
That was it. I stumped you guys. It was the Big Short.
Big Short.
That was
2015.
Fuck. Ah. All right. Well, it looks like playing this thing out. So here we go. James is the first one to stump, which is crazy. And if I can stump, I can win. If Drew, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Sam Richardson, our boy.
So what happens if there's a tie?
I say we have Drew. We'll do a spinoff. Have Drew pick something.
Okay.
And then we go until somebody gets the win.
Yeah.
Let's just do it, but no questions.
Well, if it's all a tie, next question wins. Whether it's a stump or...
That's what I'm saying. So that's where, that's why Drew...
So I would be the one writing it, and then there's no questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just got to guess.
Right.
Okay. Yep. It's kind of like Wheel of Fortune when they go to, like, the speed...
So, Andy, you have Sam Richardson?
I have Sam Richardson's.
Okay.
Richardson's? Yeah, I have all of the Sam Richardson's is what I have. Okay. Oh, this is okay. I'm excited. All right, I have it written down. So, first up would be Drew.
Movie or TV?
TV. There's a lot.
Veep.
No. Oh, man. Okay, that's one. James.
Is this a show that...
Yes, it is.
...you have watched?
Yes. It's like I knew your question.
Would you do that?
I did do it. I picked a TV show I've watched that I really like, and I have, you know, I have watched it.
Is it BoJack Horseman?
It is not. Woo, okay. One down. All right, Drew. His TV accolades is insane.
Yeah.
Was this on a an actual channel or a streaming platform? Its original release.
Streaming.
After Party.
No.
I was just wondering if you went that.
Yeah. No, I did think about it. But for this, I couldn't go that on the nose for the last one.
Well, I also kind of thought that would be the Big Swerve is taking something so.
Yeah.
2010s or 2020s?
Is this your number two, James?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Damn. That's not good.
Is it Drunk History?
It is not.
Okay.
Drew, last question. Man.
Have you mentioned this show already on this podcast?
Yes.
New Girl.
No. Oh. On, wait, hold on. Sorry. I thought you were saying on our podcast. You were saying this specific.
Yeah.
Then the answer would have been no. So I'm sorry. Okay. Redo that pick, I guess. Shit, that doesn't seem... Just do it. Just redo it. Whatever. That's my fault for answering before. That only takes one show off, so it's okay.
Wait, you've never talked about this on the podcast before?
Yes, I have. I'm saying just not...
Not on this specific episode.
Oh, episode. I see. Okay.
That's where he got me. He got me. That was super clever.
Because
he got to eliminate one.
I think you did talk about liking this. Human Resources?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. One and done.
I'm out.
James.
Is it a popular project? Like, is it a very
popular? No.
No. Not popular.
Not at all.
New Girl was a bad pick anyway, because that was a fucking TV, or it was a network.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. This is for all of them. Are we going to get two stumps back to back? Or will James pull it out? Oh, man.
Hold on a second, James.
You said you've seen this before.
James.
What?
Don't forget about the lifeline.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. None of us used the lifeline. Drew, you just fucked me.
I thought about it last round, and I forgot to use it, and then it just hit me again that, I should have used it.
Andy Liner.
Yeah.
I'd like to use a lifeline.
Okay. Oh, God. What can I... Okay. This is a big lifeline.
I thought that was it.
Yeah, I know. I was about to fucking...
This is truly a big fucking lifeline.
I feel like you're painting it in a way that it's big, and it's going to be super small lifeline.
No. This is big. This is me putting my balls on the table for you to smash with a mallet. That's what this is. This is big time.
Okay.
The name of the show has a city name kind of in it.
Oh, okay.
But you said it's not popular.
I definitely just got it.
James? I said I gave a big one, and I feel like that was a damn big one.
It is big, but you've already said that the show is not popular.
I mean, there's not many Sam Richardson shows that are, like, popular, so to say. You know what I'm saying?
It looks like there's three shows in that time frame, that era, that have a fucking city name in them. Two of those shows I would consider popular.
And one
I can't even imagine you've ever seen because I never even heard of it. And I've definitely never heard you talk about it on the show before. So that means that that's out. So I'm going to say that you don't think Detroiters was popular?
Here we go. Bam!
You've,
Champagne Ill. Champagne
when Ill, have you talked about Champagne Ill on the podcast?
It was a rap crew. I have talked about it.
No fucking way.
Yes, I have. And it was about a rap crew, the rapper's rap crew. And he was in it with Adam Pally.
Plus, Detroiters, Detroiters was fucking Comedy Central, so.
Yeah, but it only lasted, what, one season?
Yeah, but I said, was it streaming, or was the original release streaming, or was it a channel?
Oh. Yep. Well, I still seriously doubt that Andy's ever talked about this on the podcast.
Dude, it was about a rap crew.
All right, 975, Andy.
I feel like I would have remembered that.
Fucking steel card.
I feel like I would have remembered that.
Oh, man.
That is crazy, though, that he had three, like Portlandia, Champagne, and fucking
Twitter. Wow. All
right. Well, congrats. Oh, fuck, let me put another line under the fucking A tab. Yeah. Three fucking steel cards now.
The amount of manipulation that came from the teal box on this screen is fucking insane.
I didn't do anything.
You guided this entire game.
I did not.
Who's that fucking NBA ref that everyone hates?
Tim Donahue?
Yeah, you're that fucking guy.
Oh, fucking damn.
Who owes you money after this?
Fucking Bradenton's own.
What the fuck?
I got lucky, man, a couple times. I had some good guesses.
This is insane. I'm fucking furious.
Drew was my favorite person in this episode. I got four off of him.
We should have stopped at six.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well,
fuck. What a game. That was fun.
What a game. Loves
that was,
you, bitch.
That was a shit ton of fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Loves you.
Okay. Loves you, bitch.
Loves you, bitch.